But so basically we learned that we have three different dhinim of truma, that in order to avoid people forgetting truma, so we would go there, that there should be a truma in Chutz Laaretz. But since in that area of Chutz Laaretz, which is called Eretz Ha'amim, but which was once Kodesh, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so it was Nifrash, it was not Nifrash Ayyabay Oilei Bavel, but it was originally Kodesh with the Biri Shaina. So over there we would go there, that the Chala itself is sort of Me'ein Biraisa, and therefore we would go there that the actual Chala itself should be burned. And the part that's given to the Kohen is not the part that we're mocked on the Sheaf. And Chutzpah is Ma'nish, we burnt something and gave the Kohen this year, the Chala command. Okay, no, I mean, today none of this applies because even in Eretz Yisrael we don't have Chala, that's Tahira. In those days they still had the ability to have fire, and they had a perpora. So when there was no chala in Eretz Yisrael either, then we didn't make the gezera in the footsteps to give a shear either. We simply pick up chala and burn it. Pick up a kezias, whatever, and burn it some little amount.
How long did they put chala there?
I don't know. There's discussions even in the Gemara about, you know, shamati shechavai medafin the galili on the night of it. I think there's a lot of discussions in the archaeology.
It's
such total amalata, it's such nice to read it. I mean, my mom's guy doesn't know the difference between one halacha and another halacha. It's like you shake them to get up and talk about the parasha of Hashavua on the radio. Of course, it's embarrassing. I can't even read articles about this thing. The man doesn't know the Irish of Gemara is the Irish of Gemara, but doesn't have the slightest feeling for anything. Mom said that doesn't have a sense of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's thrown out. Me and Dad, that piece of garbage? There you go. There's good.
Yeah. All right.
Fine. Rabbi Abu became Rabbi Yochanan. Oh no, we said that already. We're up to, Halakiyat min anachim daf kofei on the day. Halakiyat min anachim b'suriya tzarif lafish chalas demai. Different Rabbi Gamaliel. The Chachamim omrim, eino tzarif lafish chalas demai. Again, chalas demai means chala mitzad ha-tzafik. So here we're afraid the Nachum himself didn't take off Chala somewhere, but it means Lamish together of the same way we would say Demai. In Surya, we have even in Chala's suffix. Now it was that's already a historical thing. I mean, the reason that there were more Nachum over there was simply because it was such a common place for Jews to live. So they would go there, even in Syria because of the number of Jews that were around. Okay, but I mean otherwise it's a yotzi min hakol because it really should not be included in the area of Kesiv, you know, and north of Kesiv. But okay, here they had a special halacha. This makes a lot of sense, as Rami Gamliel explains. What's so good about it? But if you're going to rely on the truma, because it's a matonic tana in Eretz Yisrael, well, there's the Araisa. You can rely on not have to take off Kala in Syria also. Rabbi Avin Bakira, boy, Kamada Tamash Tekalot in Syria. Even though it's not Mamish, not nothing, but it's a small thing to be in the package. But yes, if we said that you take off two Kalas in Syria, so why don't we take off the Galatish Tech from us in Syria? Why don't we do the same thing? We should have a truma that you burn. And we should have a challah that you give, a truma that you give to the Kohen, in order not to forget the din of the seer to the Kohen. Omar Rebbe Kazi, Chala, in Afarah, Pum, the difference is that after your Mafresh Chala, there's nothing else to be Mafresh. And so Mamela is the only thing that you can do. But Truma, Yesh Afarah, Pum, you have other things to take off. And therefore, people are going to say, you know, me not king. You say, that's all there. Shumafresh Tivula, Lamasrot. What's going to happen over there is that he should take off two chalas. What happens to the second chalas? Second truma. So it turns out that the truma, the first truma, already parted it. The thing that you're taking off now is chayav and nice rishon, nice shame. Now you're taking it off and giving it to a kohen as if it's truma. So how can you take it off? You're going to end up, the kohen doesn't know. He may end up eating kefal. These days, Ramliel Barebi Lahani gets a my destroyer. Yeah? He wanted to go so far as even be gezeit d'mai and say that in when it comes to truma, you don't have to worry the klal about d'mai unless it comes from a Jew. Unless you know for a fact that it's Jew. Because over there, most of it belonged to goyim anyway, that were purchased from d'mai. So he wanted to go ahead and to be manik d'mai on everything. Like this, we weren't mocked because of the fact that it was in the most egregious kara. And he wanted to be manik d'mai. It's fine if you buy kara from an amaret, even though 80% you would have bought it from a guy. But Reloshia didn't leave him to do it.
This is important for the discussions about the mind that is not to be the generation. It leaves kappas to the time of Hakum. And it's a little bit clear in the Rambam, who says that the greatest custom is called Nasi B'chol Mokom, and he did it Nasi at a position.
So the Nasi Kohanim are going to be worried, maybe they have to take off now, Trumas Maisis, from their Chala. Because now, I mean, if you weren't Gozer, when it goes there, they're going to be afraid. How do I know that this thing wasn't actually come from a Jew and so on? Rav Oshia is now, the Torah changed his mind, because Tamon Amar, he must question Allah. We know that he said back in Demai that you can accept, because no Gezerah of Demai anyway on Allah. Because there's an emet kashim. In other words, an amar doesn't give a kohen something that's not kosher. Really, that's like, this he uses holy stuff. Holy stuff he does properly. Same way that we know we can be rescinded upon them from an office and, you know, to move a tyrant. So why over here, if we would have it, a takan of demai, why would a kohen be kosher shon chalasa? I thought there's anyway no kashash on the problem. Here he comes along and he says, well, if you're going to be crazy then what's going to end up with the colony? Omer HaKot Zachiyah Ani Omer Hota Shal Ur No Tema. If you're going to be Goza on Dumai, so then you have to be cautious that he may end up giving, the Amaret will give to the colony the one that was supposed to be burnt. Because if he was Mafresh, right, he's Mafresh two chalas. The one that's going to be burnt, of course he's not going to be Mafresh to take off Trumas HaMaaser. He figures he's burning it anyway. The whole psychology over here is only to be Mafresh from that which he's giving to the Kohen. So Mamela, what are you going to do? So the Kohen, even if it was in a normal place, he wouldn't be kosher because we don't have to, one of or. But here, since we're in the second two chalas, that explains why we don't say he must touch him alone. And the Maisa, if we know that he gives it to him already, fine. Then we're not Goza, that maybe he did that. But to be Goza l'chatchila on Demai and to be Ma'or the Suffolk, well, why should we want to do such a thing? Amale, it would be money, and lo tani revosha, ela me'ata yachushu ha'kranim al chalatam. What he was saying is that on the challah that is being given them, the Roshi is saying that they have to be kosher on their challah, not that maybe they'll be given something else. So I don't believe that that's the explanation. I don't have an explanation, but I don't think that that's the explanation. הלוקח מן הנחתון ומן האישה שיוצא מקווה שוב, צריך להפש חלס במים מבעל הבית. והמתארח אצלו, אינו צריך להפש חלס במים. So if you're mitzvotim, and you're buying, you have to be mafish. If you're eating as a guest, then you don't have to be mafish. And even if you're the same exact person that had you bought it from him, you have to take off challah. If you're staying in his house, you don't have to take off challah. So there was no gozer, there was no gezeira of the mind in these cases. Okay, what would be the svara if we're referring to challah and not truma? Is that when somebody's misareach, you know, so we're not parshish. In other words, the same thing that we said before, Ravosha, somebody that's giving something already, giving to the kohen, he's giving to his guest, he's going to do it right. Understandable psychology. Same thing as buying. I mean, it's buyer beware. You know, you do your own talk for me. You do your own thing. You take your own chances. Rav Yonah B'Shem Rav Chanan was called Chanan Echav and Rabbanan. He's talking about the Mitzareach Etzlo V'Isato. We're talking about over here somebody who is not buying, but rather he's a Mitzareach Etzlo. So if he's a Mitzareach Etzlo, then you have to worry about his Isa. He's not paying for him at all. This is only, even if he's misareach b'im, it's only when they saw him that he was actually doing the gibul by somebody who knew how to be shemer tayrus. So obviously he was being mocked, so he didn't want to take off his challah b'tumah. If we see that he's mocked, then obviously he's also going to be mocked to take off tumah b'maitis on it, because it's much fewer people are mocked on Tumas Atayrus than are mocked on Maitis. Right? So if he's already mocked on that, you can certainly rely on him that he was mocked on the other. Keshkat Balevata Mitzuriya, you know, Tarek Lafish Chalas Mayim. The Chazaka is that it's mostly Goyim, and whatever is in an Amoris's hand is considered to be Patim and Amaitis, and therefore you don't have to worry about taking the challah and having to take off some of the mitzvahs from it.
He bought flowers from the market.
Yeah, everybody does. So that's what we're talking about over here.
His own production.
His own thing. What do you mean? The problem is his own production. You don't have to take the dmai from the problem. No. The dmai from the challah is what we're saying. You know, dmai from the challah. Yeah, that's what we're referring to from the beginning here about the coin. You know, if you're not eating challah. In Yodea, Shirov the Kanso Mishalov, however, if you know for a fact, that's the Chazaka, because from the going, if you know for a fact that this guy, most of his stuff is his own home produced, then Tarakwash Chalas to mind, and you would have to take it out. Even from your Chalas. If you don't got here, boy, unless how to figure out Rav Hoshaya, doesn't this argue on what Rav Hoshaya said before? Rav Hoshaya, I don't know why we call him Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya, I've been doing this in the Bible also.
An Aleph for somebody else?
Hoshaya, yeah. Hoshaya and Hoshaya. One is with an Aleph and one is with an Ayin.
It's a different person.
Yeah. So anyway, so doesn't this argue on what we said before? That when it comes to Kachim, he must Kachim Aleph, and he would take care of it, even if it was his own stuff? Amar Rabbi Mana, no. Khan B'chutzar, actually, the broad change of the gears is between Khan Bevadai and Khan Besafek. In other words, Rabosh was talking about somebody who's Lokeah Sam. Lokeah Sam, the subject that you're relying on the Goyim over here, but over here you're talking about with the Vada. Vada, in a sense, that robe, you have a robe that tells you it's from him, because most of it's through Hebrew himself. Over there, Rav Hoshaya would not have relied on this Chazaka that he must touch him on. He was only relying on it in the case of stuff. Not in the case of broken. Rukunama, Kenny Lasisin Mitziv Avanahar, Mitziv Ad Amunam. The way to read the Mishnah is that it's two directions. Mitziv in one direction, out of north, Mitziv in the other direction, Ad Kriyamna. So it doesn't mean Ad Amunam, Ad Amunam. It means Mitziv in the middle to either way. Tell me, is all Yeret Lezer Yifud Bar? Kosh U Shofea Miturus Amnon, what it means, Eretz Yisrael. So anything which is poured Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the watershed of Suri Amnon, where is that identified today?
In
the
Mishnah.
What are the
Mishnah? I
don't understand. Okay. So whatever is inside, that would be like asking you whether I'm supposed to turn right to get the Amnon or left to get the Amnon, right?
Okay.
I believe that he's ever higher than the edge of the mountain in Turkey, etc. But I know him. The Mediterranean. And again, Rav Yehuda tells us, no, why shouldn't we have Gibraltar too? Kosher to Negeter, Kosher Real Carriage Control, you draw a line straight across from the whole Mediterranean, and heck, why not include New York also? So, Shinemo Gvu Yam, Vayalakam Ayama Gadol Gvu, Zayalakam Gvu Yam. This herd is being Marva, Gvu the entire Yam. As long as it's to the north and south, cut off, you know, at the borders. So, straight line from the borders all the way west.
Is there a
Tumat Amin? No, because Tumat Amin has to be Tibush. No cultural Igbala is also coming with Tumat Amin. However, I mean, that would be a good question. Do you have to take off from somebody from England? You know. Kensington Gardens.
Spain.
Barcelona, Barcelona.
The famous joke is forgotten in each one.
Don't tell us.
What rabbi's disciple? What is the din of this and this and this life? The revealed answer is what good life?
Omer of Yusuf Barshunan. Mr. Shiagil had Galuyot. Mutue Amnon. In Odidot Lamar Shiran. Way back. There's a draw from Turam Non, there's going to be a Shira, Shemet Ashur Mi Rosh Amana. This is why Barney has been practicing.
We did it.
You did it?
We set the place, we said we sang Barney and he said.
Very good. East America, Hayardain, Vu, Bifnei Atmo. There's some that say that, this is as opposed to the sheep of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that Maisa Behema, you can't take from one side of the yard into the other side of the yard. Normally we set 16 meals this year, right? That's like one going, we'll talk about Sipuri and Shrakananya and so on. So that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. And it's not necessary even if it's Mamish right across. So there's a Tana that holds that the yard in itself is considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what you have now. On top of the bridge over the yard, and you have five animals, and you have five animals within 6 foot meal in Eretz Yisrael, the agreement starts. So the east, Amari Tami, Hayardin, east, Amari Tami, Yardin, Eretz Yisrael, east, Amari Tami, Yardin, Kutbarat, and east, Amari Tami, Yardin, Rubit, and Yatmo. Kumadi, Amari Yardin, Eretz Yisrael, this riot is, Ha'araba, Vayardin, Ugru, you see that the Gru includes. Yardin. Mandiyama Hayardin Nikut Maharit, he says, Vahayardin Yigivoloto Mipat Kedma, which is Mashma, but that's the rule of the Tun to the east, which doesn't include the Yardin itself. Mandiyama Hayardin Rubis Neatmo, Vushiye, Vimakum Echad Asara. If you have, it doesn't mean that it's a rule to be included with any other. It would have to be 10 on the Yarden in order to be five of Mike or Behema. But you can't take five on the Yarden. There was neither considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael in the five or part of Kutzar in the five.
Just in terms of the din, not discussing what the actual
one. Man Yoma Yarden, who Bifne Atmo, or Yarden Shinatom is there. Minatan is there. Marsh Natal, Umash Natan, Natan. If you have, let's say, a overflow of the garden, it takes away from somebody, it gives to somebody else. Or the water may change course, it'll take away water from there and give to somebody else. What it gave, it gave. Huh? So what it gave, it gave, and what it took. So what is this referring to? My not can even book and show you Eric Sol Manasa the Surya. We're talking about that it changed over now the border. So part that previously was part of Eretz Yisrael, they took it away from Eretz Yisrael now, and they're trying to say that now the part of Eretz Yisrael becomes like Surya, and it's called the Meister, and so on. Can you say such a thing? Isn't Cheskasa a nice Rishias? I mean, why in the world should the existence of the water and the garden change anything? You know, once we define the area of Eretz Yisrael, we define it. It's not going to change. It couldn't be referring to that. So what is it referring to? How in the world could something change from food to Eretz Yisrael because some silly water should move?
Okay.
What does that have to do with it? Having been defined doesn't mean the simon now creates the reality of the Kedusha. What?
At what point could it be defined? The summer that the Yeshua came in, that second?
Could be wrong with that.
The channel would be already changed. You know, he was like this, now it's like this. Where is the river?
The constant shifting. Okay.
I mean, well, maybe. Whatever it was, it was. I mean, if it changed, why would the border change? Forget about how we know. I'm just asking you, why would the border change because the yard didn't change? Was it movable water? Or is it all the Kedusha right so goes in? Not
by leaving the yard and...
That's not the question. That's your question. I can't answer your question. I don't know the physical reality of the yard. I don't know if you know what you're talking about. I have no idea whether the yard is the time that it wasn't, half of the water wasn't pulled out to other places, changed its courses, whether there's historical evidence for recent history, meaning over the past 3,000 years, for this kind of stuff. I don't know. Do you know? So I can't answer your question. But I can certainly ask the Gemara's question, if assuming there was such a thing as a border of the Yarden, which it says in the Torah there was, then why would change? It make a difference. So I'll say, okay. Seems like a reasonable question to me. So what are you referring to? There was a Birmian, Rabbi Ami, Bishim Rabiokanen, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yishev, and Levi. Talking about something else over here. It's not talking about what has been in Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about the Kazakot, the Biorim, Ulamah, Serbeh, Maz, what we're talking about. Not the Pratamik and Kedusha. It makes no difference. We're talking about the Din of Sholosh Aratos, the Chazot, that we just had, right? We have Evra Yarden. So now the Yarden changes. And now the other side of the Yarden becomes Evra Yarden, because you don't have people coming back and forth to tell him about his mechor, to tell him that somebody was in his rishos. That's what he's referring to, the chazok. Or the gave dior. We are also sholosh aratzos for dior. So wherever Eivor HaYarden is an issue, or from Eivor HaBehema, what we just said, Eivor HaYarden is an issue. Okay, so there's not a din in Kedusha. There's a din in the physical presence of the Yarden. And that's what it was talking about. Rabbi Yilav, Hashem, Rabbi Shem, Malachi says, V'hu Shemashach Afar. This din that talks about giving and taking what it took and what it gave, that's talking about the change in the placement. It's talking about physically bringing new earth. So if it takes earth out of Eretz Yisrael and moves it to the other side, that earth is no longer Eretz Yisrael. When moves earth from foot forth to Eretz Yisrael, that earth becomes Eretz Yisrael. This is once wherever the land has silted up, it silts up to where it's coming from. Wherever it's drawn away from, it doesn't have the magic quality of earth of Eretz Yisrael that you put into a little package and you carry around with you, and now it's Eretz Yisrael. Now it becomes foot forth, because it's in foot forth. just like a beer there at the mask, it won't help you carry around little bottles of oxygen, which were pumped in there at the throw, and now you use them. And you're having trouble with the sugar, you know, you put in a little oxygen.
You sell them.
They sell it, yes, I know. It's a great thing.